Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market. Positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast, audio CD&D, indie podcasts, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik and mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly, and week 28 was a good week for ATXDR, which gained 1.88% to 6,988 points. ATX is now also back in year-to-date plus territory. The quarterfinals of our 16th stock market tournament next week are Immofinanz versus RBI, Zumtobel versus Kontron, TAImmo versus Frequentis, and SImmo versus Do and Co. News came from OMV, RHI Magnesita, Andritz, SImmo, Immofinanz, Voestalpine, A1 Telekom Austria, Agrana, Marinomed, Vienna Airport, Palfinger Bor, and OMV. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart Allison.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 28. Monday, OMV, Austrian-based oil, gas and chemicals group OMV published its trading statement for the second quarter. Both oil and gas prices were down from Q1. The average Brent price in Q2 was $78.05 BBL, Q1, 81.17. The average SEG natural gas price was €37.54 MWH, Q1, 55.87. Total hydrocarbon production in Q2 is 353 kbod, Q1 376 total, hydrocarbon sales are 324 kbod Q1, 360. The sales volume for polyolefins was 1.47 million t in the second quarter, Q1, 1.41. According to OMV, retail margins increased slightly compared to Q1/22 and commercial margins decreased slightly. OMV, weekly performance, 0.30%. RHI Magnesita, Ignite Luxembourg Holdings, which is making a partial cash offer for GBP 28.50 per share, for 14,086,156 shares, representing 29.9% of the issued and outstanding share capital of RHI Magnesita, is extending the acceptance period to July 21, 2023, from 10 July, as of 1 o'clock p.m. London time on July 10, 2023. Valid acceptances have been received in respect of a total of 9,187,275 shares, representing approximately 19.50% of the issued and outstanding share capital of the company. RHI Magnesita, weekly performance, 5.08%. Tuesday, Andritz, International Technology Group. Andritz will convert the idled paper machine PM3 at Stiermacher Mill in Austria to produce kraft papers for sustainable flexible packaging. The machine previously produced graphic paper for UPM. The conversion project has been launched by the Heinzel Group, which will take over the Stiermacher Mill from UPM by January 1, 2024. Once rebuilt by Andritz, the paper machine, then PM6, will produce up to 150,000 tons of brown and white low basis weight kraft paper per year to be sold under the Heinzel Group's well-established StarCraft brand. The paper will be used for shopper bags, pouches, and other flexible packaging products. Andritz, weekly performance, 0.91%. SImmo Immofinanz, SImmo AG concluded the purchase of the Twin Towers on Wienerbergstrasse in Vienna from Immofinanz. Twin towers comprise a gross lettable area of about 66,000 square meters, were recently valued at €194 million and generate rental income of €12.6 million per year. Herwig Zufelsdorfer, member of the management board of SImmo AG, commented, "We are proud to add these excellent office properties to SImmo's portfolio in our home market of Vienna. This purchase will make a positive contribution to our earnings and is consistent with our portfolio optimization strategy. Management and leasing of the property, which is 100% occupied and operates under the MyHive brand, will continue to be carried out by Immofinanz. Pavel Mekure, member of the executive board of IMO Finance, we continue to capture synergies and efficiency gains along with SMO, which will ultimately benefit all stakeholders, because IMO Finance fully consolidates SMO. The transaction will not have any impact on the group's financial position. SMO, weekly performance, 0.48%. IMO Finance, weekly performance, 1.25%. Wednesday, voestalpine, the voestalpine group's metal forming division, supplier of innovative eco-restraint systems based in Krems, Austria, is making Europe's road safer. In the largest individual project in its road safety business segment to date, voestalpine is supplying a total of 100 kilometers of guardrails for use in expanding and modernizing the D4 highway in the Czech Republic, and managing the entire project through to installation. The first major delivery has recently been made, and completion is scheduled for fall 2024. Voestalpine, weekly performance, -2.28%. A1 Telecom Austria, the A1 Telecom Austria Group generated revenues of €1,299 million in the second quarter, which is an increase of 7.5% compared to the second quarter of 2022. EBITDA is reported at €486 million in the second quarter of 2023, which corresponds to an increase of 6.3% compared to the same period of the previous year. The result for the period in the second quarter is €166 million, 0.4%. CEO Thomas Arnoldner, the outlook for 2023 has been raised slightly. We expect revenue growth of around 5%, previously 4%. Alejandro Plater, COO of A1 Group, adds, with the filling of the management board positions of the new radio tower company Eurotelesites AG and the planned listing on the Vienna Stock Exchange in autumn, important strategic decisions were made. The existing assets can then be better used and the network rollout becomes faster and more efficient. Telecom Austria, weekly performance, 0.15%. Thursday, Agrana, the international food and industrial group Agrana showcases the latest additions to its range of fruit preparations and organic starches at the food trade fair IFT First Expo in Chicago, July 16 to 19, 2023, stand S2249. Agrana, the global market leader for fruit preparations and Europe's leading producer of organic starches, is present in the USA with 4 fruit preparation sites and the organic starch company Marokin Organic International Inc. Ice cream is a very dynamic market. According to Mintel, consumers in the USA spent around €16 billion on ice cream in 2022, an increase of more 7% compared to 2021. The fastest growth here was achieved by sorbets. The most popular taste variations are those inspired by ice cream parlors or creations containing real fruit. In line with these trends, Agrana is showcasing sorbets and ice cream varieties which can be tasted live at its stand, including new ice cream creations such as cornbread flavor with raspberry jam, black cherry bourbon, as well as pineapple coconut sorbet. Agrana, weekly performance, -4.32%. Merinomed, Merinomed Biotech AG and scientists from Friedrich Alexander University Erlangen Nuremberg and University Hospital Tübingen published new data on the virus-blocking effectiveness of iodocarrageenan. The study was published in the international, peer-reviewed journal Nutraceuticals and showed that iodocarrageenan significantly inhibits viral replication in human lung cells infected with SARS-CoV-2-OM variants of concern, VOC, BA1, BA2 and BA5 isolated from infected patients. Merinome Biotech, weekly performance, 0.76%. Vienna Airport, the passenger upswing at Vienna International Airport continues. In June 2023, passenger numbers rose by 19.4% to 3,661,554 travelers in the group, Vienna International Airport Malta Airport and Kosice Airport, and by 18.2% to 2,836,449 travelers at the Vienna location compared to June of the previous year, 2022. This means that the passenger volume in June 2023 is 97.2% in the group and 95% at the Vienna location compared to June 2019, and is thus only slightly below the level of the year before the corona pandemic. Flughafen Wien, weekly performance, -0.32%. Friday Paufinger, to fully leverage the potential of its tail and passenger lifts product line, the world's leading provider of innovative crane and lifting solutions, Paufinger will operate it in a new organizational setup and under new leadership. The new organization will be managed under the dual global leadership of Håkon Pedersen, based in North America, and a soon-to-be-announced second manager, based in Europe, with the additional flexibility for the product line tail and passenger lifts. In the new leadership by Håkon Pedersen, we are creating the best conditions for the sustainable success of our tail and passenger lifts product line. Pedersen has a track record of significant success in this market and possesses the decisive expertise, says CFO Felix Straubichler. Paufiner, weekly performance, -0.92%, Power, and Wenergy Baden-Württemberg AG is investing around €280 million in the conversion of the Rudolf Atwies plant, RFW, in Forbach from a storage and run-of-river power plant to a pumped storage power plant. Austrian-based construction group Power has secured the contract for Lot 2 civil works with a total volume of €98.3 million. Pumped storage power plants are a particularly effective solution for generating alternative energy. They are therefore an important building block for the energy transition, said Karl-Heinz Strauss, CEO of Power AG. Power, weekly performance, -0.48%. OMV, the executive board of Oil, Gas and Chemicals Group OMV has decided to pursue negotiations with ADNOC on a potential cooperation with respect to their polyolefins businesses. Such cooperation would include the potential combination of the Borealis and Borouge businesses as equal partners under a jointly controlled, listed platform for potential growth acquisitions to create a global polyolefin company with a material presence in key markets. OMV, weekly performance, 0.30%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.